This is two psychiatric dictations for NSO Konami Center. This is Dr. Watts. Date of service, 1-22-2013. Patient's name, Marjorie Gray. Capital M-A-R-G-I-E, capital G-R-A-Y. Patient's date of birth, 3-4-1949. Consultation identifying data. Patient is a 63-year-old widowed African-American female currently homeless in Detroit, Michigan, period. Chief complaint. Patient reports a long history of recurrent bouts of depression, period. Patient occasionally sad, tearful, occasionally feels helpless, hopeless, has anhedonia, anergia, sleep and appetite changes, period. Patient denies suicidal or homicidal ideation, period. Patient admits to one suicide attempt with OD on aspirin when her husband came back from Vietnam, period. Patient reports emotional and physical abuse from her husband, period. Patient has occasional flashbacks of abuse. History of psychiatric illness. Patient denied any inpatient or outpatient psych history. Medical illness. Patient is a quarter of a pack per day smoker and has a history of hypertension, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, arthritis, and reports she has a pacemaker in her chest for her heart, period. Drunk and alcohol usage. Patient has a history of alcohol abuse but reports she's been clean for 3.5 years, quote unquote. Patient has a history of crack cocaine abuse and reports she's been clean for 3.5 years, quote unquote. Head injuries. Patient reports her husband once hit her on the back of the head with a heavy glass candy dish. Over-the-counter medications. Patient denies. Allergies. Patient has no known drug allergies. Education. Patient has 2 years of college. Present living situation. Homeless. Marital status. Widowed times 1 year with 8 grown children. Means of support. Bridge card. Plans for the future to get stable. Legal problems, patient denies. Family history of illness, patient denies. Mental status examination. Appearance, adequate grooming and hygiene, affect constricted, mood depressed, delusional phenomenon, none, orientation times 3, motor activity, normal, speech non-pressured, perceptual disturbances, patient denies, intelligence average, memory grossly intact, concentration, attention span fair, insight and judgment fair. Diagnostic impression, axis 1. Major depressive disorder, recurrent and post-traumatic stress disorder. Axis 2, deferred. Axis 3, arthritis, hypertension, non-insulin-dependent diabetes, mellitus, and a heart pacemaker. Axis 4, homeless. Axis 5, GAF 50-55, prognosis fair. Recommendations and treatment. Number 1. No prescriptions at this time per patient's request. Number 2, follow-up medication review, PRN, a community mental health center. Number 3, individual supportive therapy. Number 4, case management to help patient with housing, medical, vision, dental, and basic needs. Signed, M. Watts, MD, date of evaluation, 1-22-2013. Second dictation, patient's name, date of service, 1-22-2013. Patient's name, Veronica Robinson, capital V-E-R-O-N-I-C-A, capital R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N. Patient's date of birth, 9-29-1965. Consultation and identifying data. Patient is a 47-year-old single African-American female currently homeless in Detroit, Michigan. Chief complaint, patient reports a long history of recurrent bouts of depression, period. Patient occasionally sad, tearful, hopeless, helpless, has anhedonia, anergia, sleep and appetite changes, period. Patient denies any suicidal or homicidal ideation, period. Patient admits to previous overdose on pills, period. History of psychiatric illness. Patient reports one inpatient psych admission at Detroit Receiving Hospital years ago, quote unquote. Patient reports outpatient psychiatric treatment at Detroit Central City Community Mental Health Center. Medical illness. Patient reports she has a hernia, quote unquote. Drug and alcohol use. Patient denies any alcohol use and has a history of crack cocaine use and then reports she is 7 months clean, quote unquote. Head injuries, patient denies. Over-the-counter medication, patient takes Tylenol. Eye allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Education, patient finished high school. Marital status, single with three children. Means of support, bridge card, plans for the future to get stable. Legal problems, patient reports he spent 6 months in jail for child abandonment and neglect, but has no current probation or parole. History, family history of illness, patient denies. Mental status examination. Appearance, patient had adequate grooming and hygiene. Affect was constricted, mood depressed, delusional phenomena none. Orientation times three, motor activity normal, speech non-pressured and goal-oriented. Perceptual disturbances, patient denies. Intelligence average, memory grossly intact. Concentration, attention span fair, insight and judgment fair. Diagnostic impression, axis one, major depression recurrent, history of cocaine abuse and remission. Axis two, deferred. Axis three, hernia, quote unquote. Axis four, homeless. Axis five, GAF 50-55, prognosis fair. Recommendations and treatment. Number one, no prescriptions. This patient goes to Detroit Central City Community Mental Health Center for treatment. Number two, follow-up medication review at Community Mental Health Center. Number three, individual supportive treat therapy. Number four, case management to help patient with housing, medical, vision, and basic needs. Signed in Watts MD, date of evaluation 1/22/2013. This concludes these two dictations. Thank you.